This is WLVR. It's time to Take Five with Grover Silcox. Grover is an award-winning television host, feature reporter, writer, and comedian. Each week, he'll offer his insights and observations on life. Today,
meet the voice inside my head. When people refer to the voice inside their heads, usually they're talking about their conscience. For me, that little voice is the tiny guy inside my brain who manages operations. His name is Chip. Every 5 years or so, I check in with Chip just to make sure everything's running smoothly. Hi, Chip. What's going on? It's rough managing 100 billion nerve cells. Well, you can't be a moron operating a neuron. Always with the jokes, huh? Of course, we created the circuit you used to make people laugh so you could fend off bullies in fourth grade. Remember? Yeah, I do. Uh-oh, now your amygdala is sending that fear response again, the one, you know, that first tipped us off you were getting harassed. Can we delete that memory? Easier said than done, my friend. Look at that image flying by. It's my old Davy Crockett cap from 1958. Oh, I was so excited to get that. Oh, you're triggering associations all over the place. The hippocampus is going bonkers. Oh boy, we're getting video. You're watching the Davy Crockett series on TV, 1958. Oh look, the Philco TV. The old Philco. It's a big wooden box with a little monitor in it. Gosh, what a great memory. But you're seeing it with rabbit ears. You know the antenna on top of the set? Yeah, that's it. No, not exactly. You didn't get the rabbit ears until 1961, when you got the color set. Oh, yeah, that's right. See, you morphed one memory with another and hit save. It's what makes memory so unreliable. Oh, I love that memory. Obviously, you did. It signaled the system to release some dopamine, you know, to feel good neurotransmitter. Is that where pleasure comes from, Chip? It helps. What about this experience? Oh, my first kiss? Where did you get that? Well, looks like your limbic system was working anyway. You call that a kiss? Hey, look, I can't look. Sometimes we block aspects of a memory to protect the ego. Gotta protect the ego. There's so much going on in here, Chip. Yeah, we go 24/7. Even in your sleep, we keep that rapid eye movement going, you know? What about dreams? What about when I dream? That's how we remove old memories to make space for new ones. How do you know what to delete? Remember that box lunch you had at the zoo during your class trip in 1962? No. Of course you don't. We got rid of it. Hey, look. That's cool. I'm looking through my own eyes. I can see a forest in the distance. It's really lush green and beautiful. Yeah, you can thank your retina, thalamus, and a bunch of other parts for that. If it wasn't for us, you wouldn't see the forest for the trees, believe me. You'd see every tree individually and upside down. It kind of reminds me of Robin Hood in Greenwood Forest. Oops, message from the hippocampus. That's Sherwood Forest. Oh, that reminds me of the movie. And if I recall, you like the Earl Flynn Robin Hood more than the Kevin Costner. Oh, yeah, Flynn seemed way more authentic. Says who? Says my prefrontal cortex, that's who? Whoa, pardon me. Hey, I better let you get back to work. Do you need anything? More wild salmon. Love the omega-3 fatty acids. Got it. Hey, say, it was great seeing you again, Chip. Stop in more often. You know where I am. Roger. No, the name's Chip. Oh, sorry. Just kidding. Come on, who are you talking to?
Lehigh Valley Public Media's Grover Silcox. Grover is the host of WLVT's Counterculture on PBS 39. He's an award-winning TV host, feature reporter, writer, and comedian. Find out more by visiting wlvr.org/take5. This is WLVR.